Okay, inhale. Namo.
Namo.
Here in Babasiri Chand, and they're enjoying us, and Yogi Bhajan's here, and he's saying you don't know it, but the stars dance when you chant Om Namo. So he was just kind of smiling and making little like flowing movements with his hands, sort of as if he was dancing, and Babasiri Chand was smiling, and they're saying, "We like to dance. We like to dance with you on the vibration of the Ong, the vibration of the chant." So they're happy. They're here. And what the information I've been getting this week that they're sharing with us is that when we started this current cycle that we're coming out of, that we've been talking about, the 26,000-year cycle, when at that point the Earth was lined up with the center of the Milky Way galaxy, that's when this big burst of energy came onto the planet. And for the sake of evolution or experiences that we've been going through, is it what we've been talking about is that energy was created a duality, which gave us contrast, and that's what we've been experiencing on the Earth during this whole cycle. The Earth has been like a university where you learn through contrast. It's been a very unique experience, I'm hearing them say, in all of the galaxy and all of time and space. And it was as if the energy of the Mother, the energy coming onto the Earth, was just given freely to this experiment. So if you can imagine that we're birthed through the Mother, and we're held by the Mother because we're on the Earth. And this energy, the energy of consciousness, just said, "Okay, children, you can go out. You can play in this universe of duality, and you have free will, and you can create whatever kinds of experiences you want to learn from." And what I've been hearing is that with the Ong, the vibration of the Ong, were being called back. What's happening is the consciousness is coming back into the heart of the Mother, which is the Ong frequency. We need the Ong. The Ong is the homing device, and it's a frequency. It's a frequency reset, and the Ong takes us into our bodies. And when we're able to do that, get into our bodies and open our third eyes, then we can be in that vibration in the womb of the Mother, in the love of the Mother, in the creation of the Mother. And we can open our third eyes and get information directly from our Mother as to be how to be guided, how to move forward on the planet, how to move forward in that unity and harmony of oneness. So the Mother's let all of her children just do whatever they wanted, and now she's calling the children back and said, "Okay, that's enough." So these energies are shifting and changing and being withdrawn from the places where they're locked into duality. So everything's consciousness, everything's energy. So the energy's being pulled back. So it's this energy comes through now, the center of the Milky Way galaxy, that's the energy that's coming through, this energy of the Om. So things that are of the lower frequency or aren't vibrating at that frequency, then they're just going to fall away because there's no energy to sustain them. So this is the portal. So Om is actually a portal, and that's what we've been working with on our calls. But I feel it, I keep feeling it even stronger. It's a homing beacon. It's saying, when you can absorb yourself in this frequency and vibrate at this frequency and energize your own self, and you can learn to look inside, not outside, as we've been trained to do, then you can know, you can be guided, you can be directed, and you can know where the frequency is. You can know where the harmony is. You can know where the oneness is. And that's what I hear as the message that we've been working with. And it just continues to increase. And the mother's saying, okay, you have to come home now. You've been out, my children, you've been out doing all these crazy things, and it's over. You know, the game's over. That the game of duality is over. We're doing something else. We're doing something else now. So I'm sitting right now, Yogi Bhajan is here, and he's shaking his head, yes, yes, that's it. That's it. That's why I gave you the Om. And I'm happy that you're discovering it, that you're exploring it, that you're working with that frequency. And we're holding you to work with that frequency, and we're right with you. We are all one. We are with you. And the experiment of duality to deliberately create this expansive growth that duality has created, because there's been so much contrast, they're saying that it was intentional. It was intentional to create Maya, an illusion with a purpose. Because duality placed filters on consciousness, and that was important. So an important experiment in creation, but they're saying humans are totally creative, and we are creators, and we've created many things, many wonderful things, but also certain energies have gotten out of control, and that's what has to be put back into balance. So this is about coming back into balance and taking those filters off of our consciousness. They're saying humanity needs to take the blinders off, and that the vibration of the Om will actually shatter the filters and break them apart. And this is what we've been talking about, moving into the crystalline consciousness. The crystalline consciousness will literally shatter those filters or those blinders that humanity has had on. They'll break up, and they can start to really see light for what it truly is. And then that light will crystallize, and that's the crystalline consciousness that we've been working on anchoring that frequency into the planet. And we're moving as a humanity out of the lower chakras. We've been based in those survival chakras. So when people are really holding on to the survival chakras, they're telling me that that's getting shaken loose in different ways, and there's different pockets where that energy, they're saying that literally, like the planet is literally shaking, like an animal after they take a bath to rebalance its nervous system. And that's what's happening, because the meridians, the grid points around the planet that we've been working on energies, we've been working on balancing those energies, that's Mother Earth's nervous system. They're saying that Mother Earth has a nervous system, and that's the grid points, the meridians, the rivers, the flowing waters, that's all the feminine energy that heals the planet. And literally, the planet is rebalancing its nervous system. That's what's happening with the earthquakes that we're seeing, that these energies have to be lined up, and then once the energies are lined up with the higher frequencies, that's what the ascension or the crystalline grid activation is happening. That's happening. That is the ascension. So that's what we're seeing with these earthquakes. So this realignment actually started, this particular realignment started with the harmonic convergence in 1987, and they're saying that since then we keep moving forward faster and faster and faster. And right now we're getting ready for another activation, a great burst of energy. We're preparing. Right now we're in preparation for a burst of energy that will be coming through on the spring equinox, March 2021. So they're saying that this is a time of preparation. This is a time of purification. This is a time of getting clear. So it's a time to get clear about how we all want to move forward in our lives. So if there's certain projects you want to work on or things you're thinking about, this is a good time to prepare to move forward, and then those energies are going to come through, and they're saying they're going to propel us forward. So they're saying this is a good time to prepare, and it's a good time to move into peace, inner peace. We've been talking about self-esteem, self-love, and what Yogi Bhajan and Baba Sri Chan are saying, that what they want us to focus on is making peace. They're saying, make peace with yourself. Whatever's happened before, whatever you think you've been a part of, or whatever you felt uncomfortable about, they're saying just make peace with it, because on the planet, in the realm of duality, there's been a lot of contrast and a lot of talk about karma and all these kinds of things, and they're saying that whatever it is, they're saying even write it down, and we're talking about the fire of purification a few minutes ago. Write down whatever it is that you feel you need to make peace with on a piece of paper, and they're saying make a fire and just burn it. They're saying between now and March 20th, this is time to make peace with yourself and make peace with your past, because what they're saying is that as we move into these ascension frequencies, this crystalline grid, into the heart of the mother, they're saying that love unfolds in a way that's timeless. It's beyond time and space. And to go into that frequency, the frequency of the Om, we really need to make peace with whatever, quote-unquote, our attachments have been in the past. And they're saying that they're seeing that some of us still have attachments to maybe that we're trying to make things wrong, or maybe we're trying to make things right, or maybe we think we did things wrong, or there's some guilt, and they're saying just cleanse all of that, because everybody that's on these calls, they're saying just let go of the idea of karma and just move into this frequency of peace, and that will expand you into your destiny. That will expand you into what's next for you. And that will help to anchor in this crystalline grid that we're working with, anchoring up in on the planet right now. And what they're talking about making peace with ourselves, is they're saying this is that as we anchor this in, that will be anchored into the grid, and then more and more people will start to learn how to make peace with themselves. And this is a big thing that people, because of the duality frequency, lack of peace is when the consciousness is in duality, people go back and forth, I should have done this, I should have done that, well, what if in the past I would have done this? That constant thinking like that, they said that it creates a lot of disturbance, not only, you know, in our own minds, but if they're saying that at this point, duality is what's creating the disturbance on the planet. So the more we can, you know, we as a group and ourselves can hold that frequency of inner peace, self-love, self-esteem that we've been working with, the more that'll stabilize the planet as it moves into these other frequencies. So that's something they're really wanting to work with, really wanting us to work with this week. And we're also, as we move into the crystalline grid, we're also talking about working with the frequency of anchoring in that there's a place where we both have the inner male and the inner female, that we're at peace with the polarity of, quote-unquote, they're saying, like the sexes, so that each of us feels at peace with that, so we've moved into that place where we can access the fact that we have certain we have certain qualities, and as we're anchoring in the feminine, that we're holding that in a place of peace rather than a place of duality. So that's another way to frame this reference of making peace with ourselves. It has also has to do the same with the way that they don't want us to look at gender as duality. Yes, there's male and female, but again, don't make it that there's a lot of emphasis in the culture on a lot of polarity around gender, and they're saying this is a big topic, and we're not going to get all into all of it right now, but just they're dropping little thought forms that to hold the integration of the male and the female polarity within ourselves and be at peace with that also helps start stabilizing the planet. So that's another big topic. So just go ahead and take a breath and just feel that in your heart that you have that place where it's just pure love, and love has no gender. And that's what they're telling us, that love has no gender. Good. Okay, that's it. Yeah, okay, I'm feeling that. I'm feeling that energy. Good. Yeah, and they're saying when we move into that place of the heart where love has no gender, we can appreciate and value the qualities, the female and the male qualities, and that's what we're moving into, is anchoring in more of the feminine qualities in the core of the earth and valuing that. And they're saying that the core of the earth, they're showing us, like we were talking about a minute ago, the fire, they're showing us that it's this dense red frequency. It's like a flame that's starting to move and heat up. So as we move into with our meditations, imagining that we're anchoring in the core, anchoring in these feminine energies, in this divine feminine, and with the core of the planet, that will also help stabilize the planet, because we need to pull down into our roots to connect with the core of the planet. And we've been talking about energizing those crystals in the core of the planet to stabilize the planet. So they're saying that's just pure love. That's just pure love. And it's the love of the mother, and it's the Om that's coming through the central sun. It's also heating up the core of the planet. And it's that fire, that heat that's creating the transformation. And that's what we've been talking about with the earthquakes and these other experiences that maybe we've been having in our own lives, however it's shown up for you. But there is a lot of fire that's coming through right now. So they're saying if we can hold that flame as just purity and anchor that in with our consciousness and our neutral mind and our love, that's what they want us to do. And they want us to really breathe that in deeply and pull it in. Pull in those frequencies with our breath, and they're saying send them into the core of the planet and then let that come back up like the Kundalini. And that's the transformational journey that we're on right now. Beautiful. That's good. Breathe into your roots and just feel that pulsating all the way down into the earth, and feel Mother Earth coming back up through you, supporting you. Good. And they're talking about the aura of Mother Earth. Mother Earth has an energy body just like we have. She has an aura, and that's the crystalline field that we're rebuilding. And that as we move into inner peace within ourselves, that will extend to the earth, because there's a lot of karma, a lot of duality that's been imprints that have been created on the planet, and that's what we want to withdraw our energy from. We want to pull the energy from the pain of the earth and just move that into a place of peace, into a place of love, and dissipate, help break up and dissipate the karma, the energy that's been created on the earth, in earth aura. So as we purify our auras, then it also purifies the mother. And this has to do with healing the inner feminine energies and this is the core, the central core of the earth, which is that dark feeling, a bright dark red, the fire energy that we're talking about. Beautiful. So just feel that fire, but feel it as moving down into the center of the earth and then coming back up like a pulsating feeling. Good, and that helps dissolve the blocks. So there'll be less earth changes the more we can do this with consciousness. Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, excellent. So again, what we're working with is that feeling of energizing our bodies with the Om, and knowing that the Om is the portal, and the more we infuse the Om in our bodies and feel the Om in every cell of our bodies, and then go into that and open up our third eye, and then the messages will pour through us about what is the next step for us and how we're going to move into our own healing and healing of the planet. So the Om is the portal. And Yogi Bhajan saying, yes, I'm so excited that you're working with this, that you're getting this on a deeper level. And know that we're working with you now. We're working with you now here. And again, he's happy that he's saying we're calling on Baba Sri Chand and him more. He's saying he's happy. And just even thinking the Om Namo and the Alok Baba Sri Chand in our minds will activate them to be with us. And they're happy to be working with us in this experience of oneness, in this grand experience of moving to the next level of consciousness, which they're saying is affecting the whole galaxy, that we're much more powerful than we know, and our consciousness is going out, and these frequencies are going out, and it's helping to bring light and stabilize and help the energies line up in the whole galaxy so we can truly move into knowing that we are galactic citizens. We're not just in this isolated little planet that's on the edge of the galaxy, that we're being brought into the light of consciousness and the light of unity. Beautiful. Okay. So on a practical level, some of the suggestions are to keep walking, and when we take our walks, to feel that connection with Mother Earth, and you can chant Om or the Ma to feel the pulse when we walk with the Earth, again, to see what Mother Earth has to say to you when you're out taking your walks, to tune into the voice of the Mother, and continue to drink your water, and if you can, either put a crystal under it or energize a crystal, and to keep drinking crystalline water that we've worked with on the calls before. And springtime's a good time, and some of you are already doing it, but to think about doing some things that are purifying, like drinking juices or saunas, things like that. So this is a good time for purification of the physical body and taking Epsom salt baths. And, you know, if you have a chance to go to any natural springs around you, that would be wonderful. And to, you know, try to eat, since it's spring, have, you know, as many live foods as possible. The green, to bring in the green energy. And to eat garlic, ginger, and onions, which is our basic Ayurvedic Trinity root that we've been given. Yogi Bhajan. And so he's here saying, yes, this is good. And keep going. And he's asking, how's everybody doing with the Oms that we've been given, chanting the Oms on the chakras. And last week we worked with placing our palm forward and bringing our elbows back to open up our hearts with the Oms. And he's saying, the meditation that we did last week with the palms forward and the elbows back, he's saying, you can add that with the spinal flex. So your palms are forward and your elbows are back. and your palms are at your shoulders, shoulder height, elbows up so that the arms are parallel to the ground. And you inhale and exhale. So in that position, you should also add spinal flex. So you're really opening up your kundalini and your energy is moving along your whole spine. And he's saying that's where your light is moving up and down your spine to purify and heal your whole body and moving out into your aura. So that's a little addition.
So is spinal flex bending forward and then going backwards?
Mm-hmm. So when you move forward from the lower spine, you inhale forward and you exhale, and then your spine comes back. So it's like a wave, but it starts at the base of the spine. Beautiful. Okay, so what we're going to do right now is we're going to move into our Ramadasa, our meditation, and then we will we'll check in for a few minutes and just talk a little bit. So again, bring this up from the earth with the Ra at the first chakra, and remember that the Ah is the sound of the heart. So this is the sound of bringing love up from the earth and up into your body, opening up, just connecting with the crown, and then back down into the earth. So it's a chance to really, when you say the Ah, really open up your mouth, open up your heart, let your love flow through your whole body, and you'll get the energy of the whole group as we practice this meditation together.
God.
Come in, exhale, send it to Mother Earth. And inhale. Pull the lock, squeeze. Energize your body. And let it go. Relax the breath. Relax. Shake it out. And let it go. And welcome back. And just as a point of reference while I forget, go ahead, and, not now, because we can all talk, but during the Ramadasa, it's best to go ahead and star six, mute your phone, because otherwise we're all sort of saying the chant at different times. By the time we say it and it comes across the phone speaker, it's sort of out of sync, so we just listen to the music. But we can talk now, and Yogi Bhajan is saying, just remember, you are the Om. You are the Om. And we're vibrating that, and that is taking us into the frequency, into where the energy is that's coming onto the planet now. And the other frequencies are being withdrawn, the other energies. Everything's consciousness. So wherever the energy of consciousness is, that's where life's going to be happening. And the other things will literally just dry up and be blown away. So when we can get into the energy of the Om and be with the presence of the frequencies that are on the planet now and coming onto the planet, then he's saying your life will work and you'll flow and you'll know where to go. You'll know where the money is. You'll know where the energy is. He said, I know what you guys think about, and that's fine. But he said, you've got to go into where the energy is now on the planet, because it's all shifting. It's all shifting into the Om. And when you go into the Om and really meditate on it and vibrate at the Om, then you're going to get the gifts. You're going to get the energy that you need to move forward. Okay, so good. So let's just go ahead and check in. How is everybody? Would anybody like to share anything that they were feeling during the meditation or about working with the Om frequency? Their mother, you have a few minutes.
This is Barbara, and I really felt a lot of energy in my heart area. Wow.
Oh, wonderful. Good. Yeah. I feel that. Did anybody else feel energy coming into their heart? That inner peace?
I felt it more around my third eye than I did my heart. But I definitely felt it traveling.
Uh-huh. And do you feel, and we've been talking about this in the last couple calls, do you feel that your third eye is getting more activated?
Yeah.
Great, yeah. Is anybody else feel they're getting more activity in their third eye?
This is Ron LaCar. I've been getting a lot of it through dreams, very specific dreams. I don't know if you saw something about that ship that got hit by a wave in Europe somewhere.
I saw that cruise ship, yeah.
I got every detail of that 2 days prior to that and mentioned it to my friend.
Oh, you did? Oh, wow.
So I've been picking up a lot more in my dreams, obviously, because in my waking state, maybe I'm not paying attention, but I'm picking up things like that in detail a lot. And I wouldn't say it's completely unusual, but I think the level of detail is unusual.
Uh-huh, wow. So you're getting a lot more messages and seeing more of what's going on.
And it's just interesting that it's around Spain, because I keep saying that my soul's already there. My body just happens to be here. And it was right off the coast of Spain. So, you know, it's like, okay, I guess I'm traveling around there.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. So you just saw it happen. Did you get any...
I saw everything. I got the details of the waves. I got the details that it wasn't going to be so tragic because it was only a few people. I saw the windows that were being cracked. I saw the city they were going back into afterwards. I saw every detail, like if I was living it inside a 3D movie.
Wow, wow. That's pretty intense.
Yeah, I've been getting a few of those, and I can't always recall them well. That's okay. I don't think that I need to. I guess the question that I usually have when I have a dream like that is that what for? But I think I'm just being adjusted to a new level of perception, so I just, you know, relax with it, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Great. Is anybody else noticing openings in their third eye, their heart, or anything else going on with you that you can let us know about?
Satnam, this is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi. This past week, ever since, like, last week, you know, working with the Aung, you know, couple times, I was just in everyday situations, and it just seemed that I was in a, I don't know, you know, not so much in duality all the time or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I could just be aware of that more. For some reason.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's all I can say about that right now.
Oh, yeah. No, that's what it is. Awareness takes us out of the reactions of duality. So that's beautiful. More awareness is definitely the key.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Sharon. Good.
With the Rama Dasa, we're tapping our fingers, right?
You're doing what?
Do we tap our fingers?
Like the Satanama? No,
yeah.
The Rama Dasa, so if you're sitting cross-legged and you want to put your palms facing up and your elbows bent, so as if your arms are over your knees.
Over my knees.
Uh-huh. So palms face up and elbows bent at your side, like around your waist. And then
mm-hmm.
your arms are straight over your legs.
Like we're receding?
Like we're receding, yes.
And then when we do the Rama Dasa and we're focusing on the chakras, are we also pumping at the same time or no?
You're squeezing a slight root lock, so your energy moves up your spine. You want to, you know, let the kundalini move up the sushumna, but up the center of the spine. But you're not specifically pumping.
Okay.
Yeah.
Guru Karen, can you explain the other one that you said Yogi Bhajan wanted us to do?
All right. Yeah, we got a new one. Right
yeah.
in the middle of
yeah.
when we were talking. Okay. So last week you remember that. Well, the week before, you had us do the ohms with our hands, like above the crown, om,
yeah.
om, om, three times, and like that. Then
yeah.
last week, okay, so last week we had our palms forward and our elbows like wings, our elbows back, opening our heart chakra.
Okay.
Okay, so this time you just had us do that same hand position, arm position, and then add spinal flexes.
Okay. Okay. So Guru Kiran, I missed the call when we you did the Om. Can you review that a little?
Okay. Well, there was one meditation with the Om. That was the first meditation we got from Yogi Bhajan with the Om, and that's where you put your right hand is flat. And you put it right above your crown chakra, and you chant Om three times, Om, 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 like that. And then you go to your third eye, Om, 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 and then your throat, you go all the way on all your chakras.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's what you do. You keep doing that for 3 to 11 minutes, and that clears your chakras.
So where do you put it for the base chakra? Where do you put your hand?
If you're sitting cross-legged, you just put your hand, you know, like sort of on your ankles.
Okay.
Because remember that your base chakra is also your legs and feet. It's your roots.
Okay, and where do you have your left arm when you're moving?
Your left arm is in Dhyan mudra, your hands
okay.
on your knees.
Okay, okay. And how many times?
You're saying om, three times, and you start with seven and move down?
You start with the crown chakra, and then you move down. So you're bringing energy down into the body with the om. In this particular meditation, that's what he gave us a couple weeks ago.
And what does this meditation do?
It clears the chakras.
Okay.
It gets the energy flowing in each chakra, so this is like to energize each chakra.
Got it.
And how long we do it for?
You can do it for 3 to 11 minutes.
Okay. Thank you.
And what is the hand like when it's at your chakra? Is it just the palm on top of the chakra, or
the palm's on top of your chakra?
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions, comments, feelings, needs, experiences, expressions? Are we all just floating? We're all floating after these calls. No one can talk.
It's Satnam. Hi, everybody. Satnam.
Satnam.
I'm quite under the weather for the last week, and it hasn't gone away, so I need all the help I can get.
Okay, so we'll all send some healing energies the way of Sat Sabat Angel in the L.A. area. Beautiful, thank you. Okay,
thank you so much.
Go ahead.
I just was expecting thank you so much, Guru Karen.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. So everybody keep floating in the Om this week and opening up your third eye and all your chakras and let us know how it goes. And, see if you want to call on Baba Sri Chan to be with you this week and see how that goes, and we'll all just share more next week.
Thank you. Satnam.
Thank you. Satnam.
Hey, Satnam.
Satnam. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.